ಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲಬುದ್ಧೇ ಪುಲಾರವಿಂದಾಯ ತಪತ್ರನೇತ್ರ ಯೇನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪಃ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಗುಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ನೂನ್, ಗುಡ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಜಾಯ್ನಿಂಗ್. ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ರಥ. ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಐ ಗೇವ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಎ ಮೆಸೇಜ್, ತುಳಸಿ ಪೂಜಾ. ತುಳಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೇಟ್. ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ವೇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ರೆಕಗ್ನೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಯು ಫಾರ್ ಗ್ರಾಂಟೆಡ್. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ. ದೇ ಲೀಡ್ ಅ ಲೈಫ್ ಏಮ್ಲೆಸ್ಲಿ. You should have weightage in your life at home. You should have a recognition at home. You should have a recognition in your where you are working. You should have a recognition in the community also. Mahabharata. Hearing the stories of Mahabharata, you also will get weight in the society. You will be recognized. Mahabharata. Vedavyasa says if you understand one shloka out of 100,000 shlokas, it itself will confer immense blessing on you. Mahabharata ratha means reveling. You are reveling with weight in the society. You should have a weightage in the society. People should not ignore you. Lead life such a way that you are well recognized in the society. That is what I mentioned yesterday, Tulasi Puja. When you are connected with the divine, you also will get weightage in the society. And we have been covering many stories in Mahabharata. Last 2 weeks, I have been covering the story from Yaksha Prashna. Yaksha means X. Yaksha in English, it has come as Xmas. For Christmas, they say X. X. X said, X was born. Who is X? That you can replace. Yaksha means Mr. X asked that question. It is a, you need not have to get bogged down. Who told that one? These are the messages for your life. It's a Yaksha. Yaksha is a synonym for now next month there is a Xmas. They say X. It's a X. They tilted and made it as a cross. It's a some X has said. That is Yaksha. Yaksha Prashna in Mahabharata, in the Vanaparva, Duryodhana answered many questions to release in Mahabharata. Greatness of all Pandavas are brought out in many cases. Bhima's exploits are well known, Arjuna's exploits are well known, and Yudhishthira's exploits are revealed through this Yaksha Prashna. He was the very shrewd king also, not a dull king, shrewd king. He knew what Dharma means. Dharma means, that's why Dharma Raja. And in the forest, Yama himself, in the form of a deer, he came and he took away Arani, creating the fire, wooden logs, he took it away. As a deer, and one Brahmana came running saying that without that one I can't do havan, please help me. So Pandavas went out in search of the deer. They could not find the deer like in Melbourne today, too hot and humid. People get thirsty very quickly. Pandavas, while roaming, they felt very thirsty. And Nakula climbed the tree, and at distance he found he saw the tree branches are going down, and he heard water birds singing. Then he concluded that there must be a water. He would fetch the water. Dharmaraja asked him to get the water. He went there, and Yaksha Prashna. X asked the question, you don't drink. First you answer, this is my lake, you have no permission to drink unless you answer my question. You are so thirsty, and Nakula had no patience to answer him also. He drank and he got fainted. Then Dharmaraja sent the other person, Sahadeva, then Arjuna, then Bhima. Then ultimately, when they did not come, Yudhishthira himself came. Then Yaksha, in the form of a baka. Baka means heron, asked many questions. He asked 125 questions, and one of the questions, by what does one become a learned person? By what makes one becomes learned? He says, learned by hearing about the scriptures again and again, one becomes learned. And how one may be learned, but how one becomes intellectually illumined? He says, by serving the jnanis, one becomes highly brilliant. Knowledge is, acquiring knowledge is different. Becoming intelligent, it is by serving the learned, the saints, one becomes highly intelligent. And how one becomes very great, it said tapas. Tapas is a must. Tapa has two letters, ta and pa. Tapa, one who doesn't have austerities in life, one who cannot go through the tapas, the two letters ta and pa becomes reverse, pa-ta. Pa-ta means falls down. One falls down when tapas is not there. Tapas is a must. When tapas is there, one goes up. And other questions, the Yaksha asked, who is the friend of a sick person? Doctor is a friend. If someone is hospitalized, we start looking for any doctor, you know, whom can we ask? Second opinion, third opinion, and doctor is the friend for a sick person. And what is the highest shelter of happiness is the good behavior. Good behavior is the highest, the shelter of happiness. What is the most valuable possession? Hiranya. Most valuable possession is knowledge. Okay? Not the money and all. Money, it won't give you the respect. When you are, there is a saying, Vidvan Swarajye Pujyate Raja, Vidvan Sarvatra Pujyate. If you are a wealthy person, you are recognized only in your community. A learned person commands respect wherever that person goes. So, knowledge is the best. What is the best of all gains? Is the health. Health is the best thing, and look after your health. Not to abuse your health. When health is there, everything is there. And when money is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, it's everything. If lost health, you cannot do anything in your life. Sharira madhyam kalu dharma sadhanam. You need a health. And what is the best of happiness is talked about is contentment. Contentment, you need to have santosha in your life. that is the best of all happiness. And other questions, Yaksha asked why one failed to go to higher lokas, go to heaven, because too much attachment to the world. Too much attachment, because of that one is not willing to go up in life. Letting go, let it go, it is very difficult. People don't want to let go. Why? Friends are forsaken because of the greed. Because of the greed, even friends are forsaken. Which sacrifice is considered as dead is doing the giving no gift to the learned person, that sacrifice is waste. If you get any puja done, you should give a dakshina also, not to just be very penny pinching. And which kingdom is considered as dead kingdom? It is Dharmaraja said, house without a leader who can guide the children properly is a dead house. A kingdom without a proper kingdom is a dead kingdom. King should be able to guide the subject. So Dharmaraja says, at home, parents should be able to guide their children properly. If parents are not guiding, that house is regarded as a dead house. And very straightforward answer Yudhishthira is giving. Which enemy is invincible? It's anger. What is ignorance? The not knowing what to do in life. What is grief is ignorance. Who is a learned person? Learned person is the one who knows what to do and what not to do. What one gains on speaking agreeable words, that person becomes agreeable to all. What one gains having many friends, one leads life happily. Who is truly happy? Last week also I mentioned, one who can cook for himself or herself is a happy person. Not always banking on others. And what is most wonderful? Wonderful is every day we see people dying, but still thinking that I am immortal. I do the business as if there is no end. We see people are dying, but I don't plan for the in any contract there is a, sunset clause is there. Any contract in the business also, there is a clause called a sunset. But in our life, we never think there is a sunset. Always sunrise clause. You have to, the people, they don't think about, ultimately I am also going to plan, what I am planning for my sunset. I am not planning for that one. I plan as if business is as usual. And dharma, artha, kama and they seem to be opposite to each other. How they can exist harmoniously? Dharmaraja says they can coexist harmoniously if one has a virtuous wife, or a wife can say husband. One who has a noble husband or wife, one can balance between dharma, artha and kama. And who is condemned to everlasting hell? One who promises that he would give the charity, but upon that person arriving, declines him and sends a message, sorry, I am busy, I am not available. And who is a real Brahmana? It is talking about only based on the behavior. Yudhishthira says, A Shudra is better than, well-behaved Shudra is better than ill-behaved Brahmana. It's not based on the birth, but based on the character, Brahmana is defined. Not based on the birth. And what is the proper time to do puja? That Yaksha asked. Yudhishthira says, there is no proper time to think of the Lord. Any time, you need not have to look at the Panchang to see what time I can do. Any time is a good time, auspicious time to think of Lord. You need not have to look for a time, what time I had to do. Any time is a good time to think of the Lord. The last 125th question, what is the source of this, the food? Yudhishthira says, the source of the food is cow. Cow gives the milk, which produces the butter, and from there ghee, which is ghee is used in havan and yajna, and yajna causes the clouds. Clouds brings rain, rain in produces the grains, and crops comes out. The cow, through the yajna, sarvam yajna pratishtitam in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks also, and to do the yajna, ghee plays a dominant role, so our life is sustained on the cows. That is why in India, we revere cow, because of the cow, this planet is sustained. That is the Gopuja. Gopuja, why it is done? Because of Yudhishthira mentioned. Because of the ghee, havan. This, it goes up and brings in annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, yajnas to rain. There is a link between that one in Bhagavad Gita comes, and yajna is with the ghee. For that, cow is the root cause. In the 11th chapter, start, it is called as Eka Dasha Adhyayaha, 11th chapter. In the 11th chapter, out of 54 shlokas, 36 are in Trishtup Chandas. Trishtup Chandas means 44 letters. Remaining 18 shlokas goes in Anushtup Chandas. Remember these names. Anushtup means 32 letters. 8 letters at a time, and Trishtup means 11 letters at a time. 36 shlokas, 36, it goes in Trishtup Chandas. If you multiply 36 by 44, and the number what you get, if you add them, it becomes 18 again. 18 is a divine number. Arjuna uvacha madanugrahaya paramam guhya adhyatma sanjnitam yatvayoktam vachastena mohoyam vigato mama. Moha, I am means here, my confusions have gone by your grace, confusions in my life have gone. Bhavapyayohi bhutanam shruto vistarasho maya tvatta kamala patraksha mahatmam apicha vyayam Bhava, Apyaya, creation and dissolution of everything is happening because of you. I heard that one exhaustively. Oh, lotus-eyed Lord. The Kamala Patraksha, when we go to the place of worship, not only we look at the feet of the altar, look at the eyes. thinking that may Lord look at me, may he shower his grace on me also. He, Arjuna, addresses Lord as one with a lotus-eyed Lord, big eyes. Why lotus? Lotus has a speciality. Lotus leaves in the muddy pond, but its leaves are always fresh. So, it is saying that Lord is not affected by the world. So much of problems are there. Lord, when he takes the incarnation, Lord is not getting affected. Lord is always fresh like a lotus. Evam etad yatha tattvam atmanam parameshwara drashtum icchami te rupam aishwaram purushottama. I would like to drashtum icchami. I would like to see your glory. O Purushottama, if you think I am fit enough, I want to comprehend. In the 9th chapter, Shri Krishna says everything is in him. In the 10th chapter, Shri Krishna says wherever glory is there, his presence is there. Arjuna says, I would like to see everything. Your glory I would like to see. Whatever you said, you are in Himalaya, you are in the ocean, you are in the fire, you are in the Aditya, you are in Rudra, I would like to see. Manyase yadicha tachakyam maya drashtumiti prabho yogeshwara tato metvam darshaya atmam avyayam. Shri Bhagavan uvacha pashyame partharupani shatashota sahasrashah nana vidani divyani nana varna kriti nicha pashya. Look, whatever nana varna, varna means color, kriti nicha, whatever shape, whatever color you want to see, you can see sahasrashaha, thousands, hundreds and thousands of form, nana divyani, glorious forms you can see. Pashyadityan vasun rudran ashvino marutastata bahuni adrishtapurvani pashyascharyani bharata pashya aditya. You see the see me in the sun. Pashya Rudra, you see me in Rudra, you see me in Vasu, the Vasus, Ashta Vasu, you see me, Bahuni Adrishta Purvani, whatever you haven't seen before, and as a wonder you see that one, Ihaikastam Jagat Krishnam, Pashya Dhyasa Characharam, Mamadehe Guda Kesha, Yascha Anyadrashtum Icchasi, Yascha, whatever I mention, Anya, other things also, whatever you want to see, you can see that one in my body. O Guda Kesha, O Guda Kesha means you are a student of keen interest. You are not a laid-back person. Guda Kesha means always alert. Alert for higher possibility. Oh Arjuna, you are always alert for higher possibility. Iha ekastam, in one place, Jagat Krishnam, entirely you see mobile or immobile things. Natumam shakyate drashtum anenaiva sochakshusha divyam dadamite chakshu pashyame yogamaishwaram natumam shakyate. But you cannot see with the gross eyes. Your sight bandwidth in the eyes are not good enough to comprehend the subtle things. To see that one, you need a special glass, special divine eyes you need. With the ordinary one, we ourselves, many people, they say, print is so small, I can't see. I can't see, I need a glass. So, though object is there, something, small things we can't see, he says, you can't see the subtle things, you need a divine eyes. Sanjay Vacha.
Sanjay Vacha.
एवमुक्त्वा ततो राजन् महायोगेश्वरो हरिः दर्शयामासपार्थाय परमं रूपमैश्वरम् संजय इन् द कोर्ट् इन् द इन्सैड् द पैलेस् गिव्स् द टेल्स् धृतराष्ट्र वाट् हैपेंड् What happened? Tato Rajan, Mahayogeshwara. He is not an ordinary Yogeshwara. Mahayoga Ishwara Hari. Hari revealed his cosmic form. Paramam Rupam Aishwaram. Highest form. Highest Aishwaram. Glorious form. He revealed. Aneka Vaktra Nayanam. Aneka Adbhuta Darshanam. अनेक दिव्याभरणम् दिव्यानेकोद्यथायुधम् अनेक वक्त्रनयनम् अनेक काउंटलेस वक्त्र फेसेस काउंटलेस आईज अनेक अद्भुत दर्शनम् अद्भुत द वंडरफुल फॉर्म अनेक दिव्य आभरणम् countless divine ornaments. Divine ornaments, divya aneko yatha yudam ayuda. The countless weapons, divine weapons, Arjuna saw that one. Divya malam bharadaram. Divya gandhanu lepanam. Sarvascharya ayam devam. Vishwatomukham. And when we are doing the puja at home, and you may have only one leaf of tulasi or only one flower, when you are doing give offering to the altar, think that this is the divine garland I am offering. Your concept, not an ordinary one. Whatever little one, tulsi also, this is the divya mala I am offering. Concept is important. And when Shri Krishna was born in Kamsa's prison, mentally Vasudeva said, I am giving away dana of 100,000 cows. Mentally. The concept is important. Then what you do? That whatever even small is there, maybe we are offering one fruit. You are saying that this is a big nevedya I am offering. For the Lord, for him, he has nothing to do with this one. He has, for him, the concept behind offering is more important than the showcase. 100 varieties of food and served in the gold vessel, he is not interested. Interested for the parents, a small child gives, prepares a small dish and gives, and parents relish that one. It may be ordinary, but what they see is the love of the child. The Lord also, what you give, what you offer is not important. Your bhava is important. Even if you offer one the flower, say that Divya Mala, I am offering a divine flowers to you. Please accept. It's not an ordinary flower plucked from the neighbor's garden, not that one. This is even one flower. Patram pushpam palam toyam. It talks about one the flower, one leaf. And one fruit or one spoon of water, whatever patram palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati, tadaham bhaktya upaharta. Whatever devotion you give, and for him the quantity is not matter, is not important. What you offer, what bhava you offer, it is important. Suppose you do not have a flower in Melbourne, for example, in the winter months, we may not have a flower. So, if you had put one tulsi leaf yesterday, you can wash it and put it again. For him, it's a devotion matters. Devotion matters, it is not a nirmalya. When I don't have that flower, only yesterday's tulsi is there, you can offer it again. For him, the devotion matter rather than the outer show. Divisurya sahasrasya,
Divisurya sahasrasya,
Ave dugapadustita,
Ave dugapadustita,
Yadibha sadrishi sasya,
Yadibha sadrishi sasya,
Vasastasya mahatmanaha,
Vasastasya mahatmanaha,
Tatraikastam jagat krishnam,
Tatraikastam jagat krishnam,
Pravibhakta anekada,
Pravibhakta
apashyan deva devasya,
apashyan deva devasya,
sharire pandavastada,
sharire pandavastada,
Arjuna tatra ekastam jagat krishnam. Arjuna, Shri Krishna says, in one place you see entirely, Sanjay is repeating that one, ekastam, he saw entirely everything. Pandava, Arjuna saw that one. Tatasa vismaya vishto,
tatasa vismaya vishto,
Vishtaroma dananjaya,
Vishtaroma dananjaya,
Pranamya shirasa devam,
Pranamya shirasa devam,
Kritanjali rabhashata,
Kritanjali rabhashata,
Pranamya shirasa tatasa. When you have experienced the higher wonder, ordinary wonders never thrills you. Ordinary wonders never thrills you. Arjuna experienced the highest highest of the wonder. Having seen that one, Vishtaroma, the horripilation, then Pranamya folded hands, head bent bent down, he spoke this way. Arjunovacha,
Arjunovacha,
Pashyami devanstava devadehe,
Pashyami devanstava devadehe,
Sarvanstata bhuta vishesha sangan,
Sarvanstata bhuta vishesha sangan,
Brahmana isham kamalasanastam,
Brahmana isham kamalasanastam,
Rishinscha sarvan uraganscha divyan,
Rishinscha sarvan uragansha divyan,
Pashyami devanstava devadehe, Pashyami, I see in your everything, sarva, tata bhuta vishesha, all beings I see the Brahma, Isha, Kamalasanastam, Kamalasana, Kamalasana is another name for Padmasana. Padmasana, in yoga we generally talk about Kamala, Padmasana, another name is Kamalasana. Another name is Sarasijasana. Sarasijasana, Sarasija means a lotus. On that one sitting is another name is Sarasa, Sarasajasana, Sannivishta Keyuravan, Kiritin. One mantra in Narasimha Purana it comes. It's a Kamalasana in lotus form. He saw Rishi, all Rishis, Uragansha Divyan, all divine snakes he saw. Aneka Bahu Udaravaktra Netram,
Aneka Bahu Udaravaktra Netram,
Pashyami Tvam Sarvato Anantarupam,
Pashyami Tvam Sarvato Anantarupam,
Nantam Na Madhyam Na Punasta Adim,
Nantam Na Madhyam Na Punasta Adim,
Pashyami Deya Vishveshwara Vishwarupa,
Pashyami Vishveshwara Vishwarupa.
And contemplating on Lord Aneka Bahu, one who has shoulders everywhere, contemplating on the Lord with Aneka Bahu and meditating on that one, you also get more and more responsibilities in your life. Responsibility means if you are working in a company, your superiors will recognize and shoulder you give, they appreciate what you are doing. One who has a weak shoulder, boss will say, this person, he can't carry anything. No responsibility is given. At home also, nobody will give any task to that person. As a leader, as a part of leadership skill, we should be able to take on more and more responsibility at home, in the community, in the workplace. We have to take one who contemplates the Lord. It's a thing, knows that I'm not doing anything. He is giving me the strength. Do more and more. Aneka bahu udara vaktra netram, countless stomach, vaktra face, eyes. I see sarvato mukham, your face is everywhere. Contemplating on the Lord, having face everywhere, nobody will go into depression. Why I go into depression? I think nobody is there for me. Nobody can help me. When I start thinking, Lord is face everywhere, so one will not go into depression. The mental health is a big issue across the world because we think we are responsible. We start taking responsibility, because of me it happened. I am inefficient. I am insufficient. I am responsible. Because of me it happened. Depression, anxiety comes. When you start thinking, only happens because of him. He's there everywhere. When I have the full trust in him, the depression, anxiety won't be there. You can handle the challenges in life. Whenever you go through a tough time, you think of the Lord having shoulders everywhere, eyes everywhere, face everywhere, legs everywhere. You see, and he's doing that one. He's taking on the responsibility. Not to say, blame it on yourself. He's doing that one. Kiritinam gadinam chakrinancha.
Kiritinam gadinam chakrinancha.
Ejo rashim sarvato diptimantam.
Ejo rashim sarvato diptimantam.
Pashyami tvam durniriksham samantat.
Pashyami tvam durniriksham samantat.
Diptarnalaka
ditimaprameyam.
Kiritinam, he is the divine weapons. He start describe him. Kiritinam, the crown, contemplating on the crown, we also get recognition in the society. Crown in the indicates, like for Tirupati, we can't visualize Balaji without a kirita. We want to see that one. In some Venkateshwara temple, they put a kirita on your head also, indicating on that Lord's feet is there, Paduka is there on your head. May you also get recognized. That's a blessing. May you also get a kirita. Gada means able strength to ward off immediate challenge. Chakra means wealth. Chakra means to ward off the problems from unknown sides. Tejo Rashim, the so much of brilliance. Brilliance around Deeptimantam Pashyamitvam Durniriksham. It's very hard to see Deepta Nala Arka Ditima Prameyam. Arka means the sun, suns of Aprameyam, beyond the measure. I can't describe how brilliant you are. Tomaksharam Paramam Veditavyam. Pashyami Tomasya Vishvasya Param Nidanam. Tomavyaya Shashvata Dharma Gopta. Sana Sanastvam Purusho Matome. Shashvata Dharma. Shashvata, changeless Dharma. There are different dharmas are there. One is eternal dharma and another is a changing dharma. In India, Manusmriti, and the one is changes according to the situation. Country to country, rules are different. norms are different. Australia norms are different, India norm different, traffic's rules are different. It changes. It's a changing dharma, and some of them are eternal dharmas. It is eternal dharmas in Taittiriya Upanishad that talks about Satyam Vada, Dharmanchara. These are the eternal dharmas. They won't change. These are the eternal dharmas. Some are the changing dharmas. Arjuna addresses Sri Krishna. He is the eternal dharma. Eternal dharma, sanatana. Sanatana means changeless. Purusho, purusha, anadi adyanta ananta viryam. Ananta bahum shashi surya netram. Pashyami tvam deepta hutashana vaktram. Svatejasa vishva idam tapantam. It's a Vishwarupa. The chapter of this chapter is called as Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa means another name is the widening our the perspective, the global perspective. We talk about in the management also, it's company perspective and global perspective. Our vision horizon opens up. The horizon opens up as we contemplate on that in the Vishwarupa. This chapter is especially in the why we do the meditation. This chapter, meditation, why I am going through a predicament, I can't think properly. I need to open up my vision. I am stuck in the traffic jam. How to open the traffic jam so that I can flow properly? Meditate, you must. Tomorrow also we'll talk about. Meditate, you must. So that you will find a path for you. We don't know how I am traveling in your life. When you start contemplating, the path opens up for you. To see the path for yourself, and you must meditate. This chapter conducive for meditation also. Meditation, every aspect, every word is an object of meditation. Dhyavya prithivyo idarantaram hi. Vyaptam tvayekena dishascha sarva. Drishtadbhutam rupa ugram tavedam. Lokatrayam pravyatitam mahatman. Lokatraya pravyatita. It is saying that you are covered in all three worlds. So, it is a message, when you start contemplating, Lord is there in all three worlds, it is more beneficial a dying person also. When a person is dying, some people start thinking of their family, I have to go look after the bank, look after that, lock the door, I'm so scared. The sages, when they depart, Lord is there everywhere. He is looking after. Contemplating on Him, one who in the sixth chapter also says, that person attains the highest. Not to say at the time of death, nobody is there for me. Nobody is there to look after me. I am ended up in aged care. Nobody is there to look after and nobody is around me. And how I can inform my family or other people? Just think of the Lord. Lord is there everywhere. And world will, He will look after. He is there everywhere. Not to worry about your children not around, your husband is not there, wife is not there, your relatives are not there. Think that Lord is there. When the Lord is there, everything is taken care. That what you think, you'll get that one. If you think nobody is there, they go into the soul. It's a lost soul. They say lost soul, confused. And thinking that I have nobody, I have no one, and only it goes into the coming and going. The path of yogis, I am never alone. Lord is there all the time with me. Amihitva surasanga vishanti.
Amihitva surasanga vishanti.
Kechid bhita pranjalayo grananti.
Kechid bhita pranjalayo grananti.
Stvasti tyuktva maharshi siddha sangha.
Stvasti tyuktva maharshi siddha sangha.
Stvanti tvam stutibhi pushkalabhihi. Swasti, swasti, swasti yuktva, there is a swasti mantra also. Swastina Indro Vrudrashravaha, swastina Pusha Vishvavedaha. Swasti means you, swa asti, you become yourself, not to become somebody else. Tomorrow I will relate swasti to one Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Tomorrow I will talk about what is swasti and swasti tyuktva. All rishis are talking about glorifying you. Whatever your wish, may it be done. Rudra Ditya Vasavo Vasavo Echa Sadhya.
Rudra Ditya Vasavo Echa Sadhya.
Vishveshuno Maratas Choshma Pashma.
Vishveshuno Maratas Choshma Pashma.
Gandharva Yaksha Surasiddha Sangha.
Gandharva Yaksha Surasiddha Sangha.
Avikshante Tvam Vismite Chaiva Sarva.
Vikshante Tvam Vismita Chaiva Sarva.
Rudra Ditya, this is a devotee having seen this one. Lord is everywhere. When the Lord is everywhere, He is there, eyes everywhere, ears everywhere, legs everywhere, stomach everywhere, feet everywhere, He sees everything. When He is there everywhere, it is a silly from our point, please give me a promotion. Please help me to buy a house. When He is there everywhere and He is looking at me, if I am asking only give this much, I will get only that much. When he is for a devotee, he knows what is what I want, what I do not. So, one who asks the Lord is a business person. He is not a real devotee. When he is there everywhere, everything is seeing, that if I go and say, may I get a ticket for the World Cup, and something, that my prayer is that one. And I'm waking up to 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, I'm seeing, please make my jagarana fulfilled. And that is my prayer. And devotee never asks anything because he knows Lord is everywhere. That much of conviction. Conviction, not a, that conviction. That person, Sri Krishna says, that devotee, I regard that devotee as my own self. My own self, Sri Krishna says. That devotee is of the highest order. Sri Krishna says, you have to elevate yourself. Not to go and go all the way to Tirupati and ask for doubling your turnover. He knows what is best. And eyes everywhere, Rupam Mahate Bahuvaktranetram.
Rupam Mahate Bahuvaktranetram.
Mahabaho Bahupa Bahubahu Rupadam.
Mahabaho Bahubahu Rupadam.
Bahudaram Bahudram Strakaralam.
Bahudaram Bahudram Strakaralam.
Drishtva Lokam Pravyatita Tataham.
Drishtva Lokam Pravyatita Tataham.
And Pravyatita means, whole Arjuna says, whole world is terrified looking at you, and so I am also scared. Nabaspruṣam dīpta anekavarnam.
Nabaspruṣam dīpta anekavarnam.
Yathananam dīpta viśālanetram.
Yathananam dīpta viśālanetram.
Drishtvā hi tvam pravyatita antarātmam.
Drishtvā hi tvam pravyatita antarātmam.
Vindami shamam cha Vishnu.
Vindami shamam
There is no peace. Looking at you, there is no peace in the heart. I can't focus. I can't concentrate. Oh, Vishnu, you are there. Vishnu means one who is there everywhere. Dramstra karalani chate mukani. Drishtaiva kala nalasannibhani. Nisho na jane na labecha sharma. Vasida devesha jagannivasa. Oh Jagannivasa, be gracious, be gracious. I am so scared. Dramstra karalani, your teeth, looking at your teeth, so scary. So scary, like a universal dissolution. Amichatva dhritarashtrasya putra. Sarva sarve sahai vava nipala sangaihi. Bhishmo drona suta putra statasu. Saha asmadiyairapiyoda mukkehi. Vaktrani te twaramana vishanti. Dramstra karalani bayani kani. Kechid vilagna dasharantareshu. Sandrishyante churnite uttamangaihi. And he says, I see between your teeth, your mouth, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and all the kings on the other side, along with our own, the kings who arrayed in our side, are entering your mouth. Hurriedly, Vaktrani, Thuramani Vishanti, Thuramana, and Thuramanam, as if they are rushing, everyone is rushing into your mouth. Some are getting stuck between your teeth. Some of their head is stuck, getting pulverized, stuck between your teeth. Churnite uttamangaihi, uttamanga is head. Some of the heads are stuck between your teeth. Yathanadima, we had done up to there. Yathanadinam.
Yathanadinam.
Bahavo.
Ambuvega.
Samudrameva.
Samudrameva.
Abhimukha dravanti.
Abhimukha
dravanti. Tata tavami.
Tata tavami.
Naraloka veera.
Naraloka veera.
Vishanti vaktrani.
Vishanti vaktrani.
Abhijvalanti.
Abhijvalanti.
Gives a beautiful example. River knows it is going bahu ambuvega with waves. With a mountain, with so much of current, it is rushing. Rivers know that I am moving towards the ocean to lose myself. I am destroying myself. Rivers knows, once I reach, I am destroying myself. But still, it is rushing down. How river know, when I reach there, my game is over. Despite having known how rivers are gushing, Naraloka Veera, these men are entering into your mouth like water, a river is entering the ocean. River knows it is getting destroyed. People, they are rushing into your mouth. He gives another example. Yata pradeeptam jvalanam patanga.
Yata pradeeptam
jvalanam patanga.
Vishanti nashaya
samriddha vega.
Tataiva nashaya
vishanti loka.
Tavapi vaktrani,
tavapi vaktrani, samriddha
vega.
Another example, like a firefly. When the fire is there, you would have seen sometimes in the night also, some flies, moth comes out, they enter into the fire. They like the fire and they just enter the fire flies and get consumed. They get consumed. Some flies, they like their flies are yatha pradeeptam jwalanam patanga. The fire flies enter the fire to get destroyed. Vishanti nashaya, they enter and get destroyed. Tathaiva nashaya vishanti, whole world is rushing into your mouth to get consumed. So when you slowly, you are getting a bigger picture. Entire world helplessly moving towards the destruction. So why I should get attached for the small problem? Small problem, entire world is being consumed. Everything is happening according to his wish. Everything is rushing towards his mouth. And so, towards the end, Sri Krishna talks about bhakti. Bhakti concept Sri Krishna brings out. Nothing is under my control. Nothing is in my control. And not to get too stressed out, if your balance sheet did not match $1 here and there, or something, our yoga conference happened, it did not go as planned. Not to get everything happens according to his wish. In the next one, he will slowly says, you are just an instrument. Do your best. And leli hyase. Grasamana samanta. Lokan. Samagran. Vadanai. Jvalabdihi. Tejo bira purya. Jagat samagram. Vasastogra. Pratipanti Vishnu. And leli hyase grasamana. Your everything is entering into your mouth and you are relishing with your tongue. You are licking your lips. You are licking, you are enjoying this one. Samantar vadanair jalabdihi tejo bira purya jagat samagram basasto. Whole world is getting consumed by your flame. By your flame, whole world is getting consumed. It is the slowly the it is a preamble. The 11th chapter Vishwarupa Darshana is a preamble for leading up to next chapter is Bhakti Yoga. When you know this one, when nothing goes according to you, your head naturally bows down. I am not the maker. I am not the maker. And bhakti dawns in the 11th, in the 12th chapter. And these three shlokas we touched upon, repeat after me. Yatha nadinam bahu ambu vega. Samudrameva bhimukha dravanti. Tata tavami naraloka vira. Vishanti vaktrani abhijvalanti. Yata pradiptam jvalanam patanga. Vishanti nashaya samruddha vega. Tataiva nashaya vishanti loka. Tavapi vaktrani samruddha vega. Lelihyase grasamana samanta. Lokan samagra samagran vadanair jvalabdihi. Tejo bira purya jagat samagram. Vasastavogra pratapanti Vishnu. Vasudeva sutam devam. Kamsachanura mardanam. Devaki Paramanandam,
Devaki Paramanandam,
Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum,
Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum.